Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Tawas resident.
Hi, I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is, why did the Obama administration determine that the $20 bill required a facelift renovation? Because the Obama administration, 2015 and 2016, desired a currency change on the $20 bill, it is my understanding that Harriet Tubman was selected this distinction, replacing Andrew Jackson. Firstly, I think that it is an enormous waste of time and money to change the currency. However, Harriet Tubman was chosen because she is a black woman who helped others achieve their freedom through the Underground Railroad. She's the first African American and first woman in over a century to be featured on the face of the U.S. currency. Andrew Jackson will not entirely disappear from the $20 bill, but will be on the back next to the image of the White House. Now, most folks do not realize that Andrew Jackson was a racist. And worst of all, Jackson was the first president to be an aggressive defender of slavery. He publicly called opponents of slavery monsters. Jackson is the father of the Democratic Party. But if the $20 bill is to be changed, my vote would be the Tuskegee Airmen. The Tuskegee Airmen is the popular name of a group of African-American military pilots, fighter and bomber, who fought in World War II. Officially, they formed the 332nd Fighter Group and the 477th Bombardment Group of the United States Army Air Forces. Their nicknames, Red Tails or Red Tail Angels. The black airmen who became single-engine pilots were trained at Tuskegee Army Airfield, TAAF, in Tuskegee, Alabama. The first aviation cadet class began in July 1941 and completed training 9 months later in March 1942. 13 started in the first class. They were the first black servicemen to serve as military aviators in the United States Armed Forces, flying with distinction during World War II. They made sure that enemy aircraft did not destroy the bombers on their missions to the target and return home. They stayed with the bombers to protect them. Though subject to racial discrimination both at home and abroad, the 996 pilots earned over 150 Distinguished Flying Crosses for their achievements. When the war was over, the Tuskegee Airmen had flown 200 combat missions and had not lost a single bomber to enemy aircraft, a record never broken during World War II. The highly publicized successes of the Tuskegee Airmen helped pave the way for the eventual integration of the United States Armed Forces under President Harry Truman in 1948. Again, my vote would be the Tuskegee Airmen. If that is not acceptable, then get rid of Andrew Jackson on the back and put the Tuskegee Airmen in his place, behind Harriet Tubman. If Harriet Tubman were alive today and knew that the racist slavery proponent Jackson shared the $20 bill with her, she'd be infuriated and protest loudly. I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.